Today's daf is Nida daf Lamed Vav. We left off in daf Lamed Hem and Beis. We just started the major sugya of Mayan Echad Oshnei Mayanos. We know that a woman, after she gives birth, the psukim in Chumash, Parshas Tezriah, tells us that if she gives birth to a baby boy, she's tummy for 7 days, baby girl, she's tummy for 14 days, which are followed by Yimei Tohar of 33 or 66 days, respectively. During the Yimei Tohar, no matter what kind of dam she sees, she's going to be that dam is going to be considered to be Tohar, she's going to be Tohar. So the question is, what changes that makes that dam Tohar? Does something physically change, that the blood is actually coming from a different place? Or do we say, no, physically it's exactly the same thing, but something halachically changes, that it's Mayan Echad, HaTorah Timatzo VaTorah Tiharto. So this was a machlokas Rav and Levi that we saw yesterday, where Rav says, Mayan Echad Hu, HaTorah Timatzo VaTorah Tiharto, and Levi said, Shnei Mayanos same, they come from two different parts of the body. So a couple of quick points. The Chassam Sofer in a Tshuven, Chilek Beis in Yardeas, and Kuf Nun Dalid, writes that there's no way that Rav and Levi are having a machlokas in Metzius, because after all, in general, we try not to say that the Amoraim argued about the facts, that they argued about Metzius, just a little more research, and then there wouldn't be a machlokas. You can't say Elu Velu Divrei Elokim Chayim on a machlokas in Metzius. Rashi points out in Ksuvis, you can only say Elu Velu Divrei Elokim Chayim on a machlokas in Halacha. So how is this not a machlokas in Metzius? So he says, from the fact that Levi says Shnei Mayanos, and he doesn't say Shnei Tzinoros or Shnei Veridim, which would mean two different pipes, two different places where it comes from, the explanation must be that the rechem itself is made up of a whole bunch of different small capillaries and blood vessels, and they fill up with dam all the time that come from the body, from different hormones that may cause the blood to appear. The mayan, he says, is the siba. The mayan is not where they're coming from. It's not physically what the blood is from. The blood is from the makar. The blood is from the same uterus that any other blood that you would normally see is from. No, the mayan is the siba, is what causes the blood. I assume what he means hormonally, what's going on that actually causes the blood to come from the guf. So that's what we refer to as the mayan. So therefore, the machlokas is not a machlokas in Metzius, it's a machlokas in halacha. Everyone agrees it's dam in a makar. Question is, do we assume that it's mayan echad or shnei mayanos, that the cause of that blood is two different causes? Levi says shnei mayanos. The Rishonim already raised the following question. The Tosos later on in today's daf we're going to see, and the Rashba and others ask that we have a brisa that a giyoris shiyotzo padachas vlada biyosin nachris v'achar kach nesgaira ein los na yimetum avimetara, that if a woman of a giyoris is giving birth, a woman while she's still a gaya is giving birth, and the forehead of the baby emerges while she's still a guy, and then she's megayer, she doesn't get yimei tumah and yimei tara. She doesn't get, seven, let's say it's a boy, 7 days of tumah and 14 days of tara. Now, according to Levi, that it's shnei mayanos, and if we were to take it as its literal understanding, that the mayan tumah closes up after 7 days, and a new mayan opens up, which has only tohar blood, why wouldn't we give her yimei tara? Instead, you're not going to give her yimei tumah, because yimei tumah is a result of the Leda, and the Leda happened while she was a guy. But now it's a new thing opening up after 7 days. Why would she not get the Yimei Tahara? Rishonim also ask that there's a Mishnah that a Vlad that's a Yotzei Dofen, you don't have Yimei Tum and Yimei Tahara. But again, if it's two separate types of blood, why would we meet Metamir when she sees during the Yimei Tahara? Shouldn't she still get Yimei Tahara? So the Rashba, we'll see, tells later, the Rashba's Metari Tzizkasha about the Yotzei Dofen, he says, because we could say that according to Levi, the Rabbanon were certain that if a Vlad doesn't come out Derech HaRechem, it doesn't come from the Mayan HaTohar. The Mayan HaTohar doesn't open up after 7 days or 14 days. The whole process only sets into motion physically, the Rashba understands, if she has a normal birth. But if she doesn't have a normal birth, then it doesn't fall into then the process doesn't begin physically. We mentioned Tosus now also. Tosus is mitarets that we could say, when we say that ein nosen l'yimei tohar, that might just mean that if she sees dam on the 7th day after giving birth to a boy, or on the 14th day after giving birth to a girl, since she doesn't have Yimei Tumah, if she sees Dam, then it could be the beginning of Nidus. And Nidus sets into play a 7-day period of Nidus that will then extend into the Yimei Tohar. But certainly any Dam that comes out during the Yimei Tohar, yeah, that's certainly going to be Tohar. That we're not denying. The Brisa just means that the Dam Tame could extend into the Yimei Tohar. That's how Tosfos understands. The Levush has a phenomenal Chiddush where he suggests that Dam Nida and Dam Ziva are also Shnei Mayanos. Just like we say Dam Tame and Dam Leda and Dam Tohar are Shnei Mayanos, according to Levi, says the Levush, Dam Nida and Dam Ziva are Shnei Mayanos. One of them the Torah calls Nida, one of them the Torah calls Ziva. From the fact that there are different dinim and that they have different days that they're eligible to happen, so there's the Yud Alef Yom Shebein Nida L'Nida, where a woman is eligible to become a Zava, so we see that it's not the same Teva, that these are two different things, and one flows more than the other. Dam Nida happens more frequently, but they come from different places. And he says the truth is, even when it comes to Vestos, we should have been mechalik between Nida and Ziva, even though Vestos are only midrabanan, and we should never say that the Vestos of Nida affects the expectance of having Ziva, or vice versa. Or we should never be mitstari for the Vestos of the two of them together. And we find that a lot of the times, the Chachmei HaTalmud in the Gemara itself, in Nida Daf Yud Aleph, Daf Lamed Tes, that they're mechalik between them. But nowadays, that the Benos Yisrael were ready, Echmiru Al Atzman, that even if they see a Tipas Dam Kechadol, the Yoshal Shuv Nekiyim, they assume everything makes them a Zav Gadola. So we can't be mechalik at all in the Vestos or anything else, because that would cause mass confusion. No one is any longer able to keep track of what's what, of what's Ziva and what's Nida. And therefore, we stay away from making any sort of chilukim. That's the chiddush of the Levush. The Sidrei Torah in the back of the Shulchan Aruch in Yardei Asim Kuf Pei Dalet Os Tes attacks this Levush, and he says that it can't be. He completely rejects. He says it's pashut that from all of Maseches Nida, that Nida and Ziva is Mayan Echad. He says Mefurish in the Rambam this way. The Rambam in Yisurei Bia Perek Vav Halach Aleph writes Dam Anida V'Dam Hazava V'Dam Akoshi V'Dam Yoledes V'Dam Torah. Kulo dam echad hu, umena makaruba umayan echad hu. The Rambam paskins that dam leida and dam tohar mayan echad, but in that halacha he also throws in for good measure and dam ziva and dam nida. All the dam, it's all mayan echad. The Rambam holds so clearly, obviously against the levush. Now, so the Gemara asks, well, the Mayanaf Kamina, whether you hold it's Mayanach or you hold it's Shnei Mayanos. So the Gemara gave the Nafkamina, if she's Shofa'as Mitoch Shiva La'achar Shiva. Let's say she gives birth to a baby boy, and on the seventh day after the birth, she starts bleeding, and that blood continues into the eighth day, so it's clearly coming from the same Mayan. So if you hold that it's Mayan Echad, and the Torah just says that after 7 days it's Tahar, so good, now it's Tahar also. But if you hold it's Shnei Mayanos, well, over here it's not Shnei Mayanos, over here it's all coming from the Tam, and therefore would still be Tame. The Achron, the Bircha Shai, writes that Pepshuto, the implication is that only if it's Shofa'as, only if it continues to pour out, do we follow the din of what the Dam was when it started to come out. I mean, only when we know Bevadai that it's Shofa'as, but if it's Stama, a case where you don't know if it's continually flowing or not, or if it had stopped for some period of time, then we're told that for sure the Mayan Hatame has closed up and the Mayan HaTohar has opened up. Because the Torah is made that on the seventh day, Nistam HaTame V'Niftach HaTohar. Just like in the first 7 days, it doesn't make a difference if she bleeds day one and stops, then bleeds day four and stops and bleeds day five. It's all Tame. We don't say Nistam HaTame V'Niftach HaTohar because we assume throughout the first 7 days it all comes from the Mayan HaTame. So it's not completely dependent on Hafsaka, it depends on the days. So too, if you don't know what happened, if you don't know whether she paused between the seventh day and the eighth day, we assume then Nista Matame Niftach HaTohar. However, the Gemara and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph says that according to Levi, you need a bedika on the seventh day just in case it wasn't pasak the mayin atame. That Gemara implies that we don't say mistama the mayin atame stopped. So it could be that that which we say that you need a bedik over there, maybe that's only a chumra midrabanan. But because it's hard to make it jive with our Gemara, which makes it which plainly assumes that only if it's shofas, only if you're yodea that it's shofas, would we assume that it's a continuation of the original bleeding. So we point out that we're going to try to bring six rayas, one way or the other, to try to prove who's right in this machlokas, mayanech l'shnei mayana. So we read one of the rayas yesterday. So now we're up to raya number two, about 9 lines before the end of the page, in Laman Hamid Beis, Tashma. Says Mar Tashma, Umodim yoledes bezov shitmei alach v'yavish. Both Beisham Beisilel are moda, that if a woman has a leda while she's a zava, she gives birth while being a zava, that her blood is metame, both when it's moist and when it's dry, meaning it has a full-fledged din of tame blood. Salkadaita chachanami de paska. So we're assuming that she paused from seeing dam. So bishlam l'rav dam ramayin echad hu mishum hachim mitami lach v'yavish. I understand very well, according to Rav, that it's going to be mitami lach v'yavish. It's all mayin echad, and it's all coming since she was yoledes bezov, so it's all going to make her tame. El Levi damer shnei mayanos hein amay mitami lach v'yavish. But according to Levi, that it's shnei mayanos, that the dam tower comes from a different mayan. So after the 7 days or 14 days, what does it matter that she's a zava? After the 7 days or the 14 days, isn't this coming from the new mayan, and therefore why would it be fully tame? It should be considered dam tawar. So Levi will tell you, no, we're talking about a case over here where she's continually bleeding from the Yemei Tumah into the Yemei Tarah. That's why it's completely Tameh. Well, if it's continually bleeding, then what's the Chiddush? Of course she's going to be Tameh. So the Beishamai Yitzrich. Even though Beishamai holds, meaning remember, Levi, who holds Shnei Mayanos, said, yeah, that's Beis Hillel's Shita, Levi said. I pass on like Beis Hillel, that's why I say Shnei Mayanos. But even Levi acknowledged that Beishamai would hold Mayan Echad, meaning Levi says, Rav, your opinion isn't unfounded, it's just the opinion of Beis Shammai. In fact, the Mishnah Nedios tells us, why do we even mention the Shita of Beis Shammai ever? What's the point of mentioning the Shita of Beis Shammai? We never pass like him anyway. So the Mishnah says, we always mention the Shita that we reject, just in case someone comes up in a later generation, coming up saying, I have an idea, I have this Shita, and we could say, no, you're not the first one to think of it. It was already Beis Shammai, we rejected it. It's been thought of and rejected already. So that's exactly what Levi's doing to Rav. He's saying, I understand your Shita that Mayan Echad. You're not the first person to think of it. Beis Shammai already thought of it, and it's already been rejected. So the reason why we're told this case of the Yoledes Bezov, that the dam is going to be tamei when it's shofas, is to tell me that even according to Beis Shammai, the dam is going to be tamei. That even though it's mayan echad, and normally what causes the halacha to change on the blood that comes from that mayan? Normally, just the amount of days passing, 7 days for a boy, 14 days for a girl. That's only by a regular Yoledes. But by Yoledes Bezov, if she's a Zava also, it's not just that amount of days, you need Shivanikim also. So you need Shivanikim plus that amount of days, or that amount of days plus Shivanikim, before the halacha of that dam changes. But it's only a halachic change. Period. So that's why that's not a good riot. Riot number three, Tashema. Davsa titmal the rabbis is bala, davsa titmal the rabbis halelos, davsa titmal the rabbis hayaledes bezov, shatricha shateshev, shiva yamim nikiyim. That a yaledes bezov woman who gives birth while the zava has to wait shiva nikiyim. We're going to see exactly how it happens, how it's shaykh to give birth while the zava. That's going to be a mishnah namid beis today, and lamid vavim beis. But she has to wait shiva nikiyim. So bishlam the rabbi damai necharu mishamachi bayah shiva yamim nikiyim. According to Rav, it makes a lot of sense that she needs Shiva Nakiyim, because it's all coming from the same place anyway. All the blood's coming from the same place anyway. So you got to wait till you take care of the Torah obligations. There's nothing physical that's changing. All the Torah obligations include Shiva Nakiyim. According to Levi, why do you, who holds that it's Shnei Mayanos, that after 7 days or 14 days, it starts coming out of a Tahar Mayan? Why do you need 7 clean days? You should just need a moment of cleanliness prior to those 7 days. 7 days where you know that the Mayan Hatame is closed up, then she could be bleeding throughout the Shivanikim, but it's all Tahar blood. It's the good kind of blood. So why do you need anything? Why do you need Shivanikim? So Hachikamar, Tzricha Shetif Sog Mashu, she Yalulah the Shivanikim. Yeah, all we mean to say is that she needs to have a Havsaka of not seeing Dam for a little bit so that the 7 days will count as Shivanikim, even though none of them actually are Nikim, even though she's bleeding throughout the entire time. Tashma Raya number 4 now. Yimei Ibura Olum Lali Yimei Minikusa Yimei Minikusa Olum Lali Yimei Ibura. When we try to say that a woman who goes 3 months without seeing Dam is Daya Shaita, even though the first mission in the Masechta said that normally a woman sees Dam, she's going to be Metame Lemafreya. We assume that she was already Tame from previously. After going 3 months without seeing Dam, she's only going to be Dayashaita, she's only going to be Tameh from here on in. So let's say those 3 months were accumulated, half during the time of pregnancy and half while she was nursing, so that, or half while she was nursing, then the other half during pregnancy, so that also counts as 3 months. Ketzad, Hifsika Shtaibi Meibura Vachsmi Minikusa, or Shtaibi Meminikusa Vachsmi Ebura, Achasu Mechsi Meibura Vachsmi Minikusa, however you want to combine the 3 months, Olin Lol Gimelonos, that counts as 3 months going without seeing Dam, she's considered Musulak as Dam, and therefore, next time she sees Dam, it's only Dayashaita. So Bishlam, Lerav Damar Mayan Echadu, Mishmachi Baye Hefsik Shalashonos. According to Rav, that it all comes from the same Mayan, so I understand why you require that that she needs to be mafsik for 3 onos, so that she doesn't see after the leida at all. The dam leida is not mafsik for the shalosh onos, because we're going to see dam nida l'chud and dam leida l'chud, and after that is tahar blood. El Levi dam shnei mayanos hein lamali hefsik shalosh onos mashu sagi. But wait a second, according to Levi, what do you need 3 months? Why do you need to accumulate 3 months? I mean, according to Rav, I understand that even during the Meitar, you need to, in order to say that she's Mesulek as Damim, that need of blood's not coming anymore, you need to still count the Meitar of not seeing Dam. She still can't see Dam during the Meitar, because it's all the same blood, it's all coming from the same place. So in order to physically establish her as a Mesulek as Damim, she can't see Dam even if it's Torah blood, because it's all coming from that place. But according to Levi, that Shnei Mayanos, that the Dam Torah comes from a different place, so Lamali Hefsik Shalosh Onos Mashu Sagi. Why does she need 3 months of not seeing Dam? Once she gets into the Yemei Tohar, it shouldn't matter what comes out of her during the Yemei Tohar, because that's coming from a different place anyway. She's Mesulekas, the Tamei kind of blood. She's Mesulekas Dam from the Tamei place during, as long as she gets into the Yemei Tohar for a Mashu. She doesn't need, she shouldn't have to count the Yemei Tohar at all. So, Achikamar, Tzricha Shetiv Sog Mashu, Kdei She'yalala L'Sholoshon. So, Mashu says, yeah, that's exactly what it means. It means that she needs a Mashu of the Yimei Leida to not bleed at the end of the Yimei Leida, so that all of her Yimei Tohar can then count, no matter what's going on during the Yimei Tohar, no matter how much blood she's seeing, all of it will count to her being Misulekas Damim. Tashma Raya number 5 now. Vishavin Baroa Achadam Tohar Shedaya Shaita. Everyone agrees that if she sees blood after the Dam Tohar, that it's going to be Dayashaita. Now, we're assuming that this means, let's say the Dam Tohar ended after the Yimei Tohar, after baby girl, ends after 80 days. On day 95, she sees Dam. That Dam is going to be Dayashaita. So, meaning way after the Yimei Tohar. So Bishlam of the Levi Damar Shnei Mayanos Hein Mishamachi Dayashaita. According to Levi, that it's 2 Mayanos, so we understand very well that it's going to be Dayashaita. El Rav Damar Mayan Echadhu Amay Dayashaita Tatam Meisleis. But according to Rav, she was bleeding the whole time during the Yimei Tohar. Why should she be Dayashaita? What makes her Misalekas Danin? She should be Metame Meis Leis. According to Rav, that it's Mayan Echad, she's already Huchsak B'damim from all the blood that she's been seeing during the Yimei Tohar. Just that blood happened to not make her Tameh because of a halachic reason, but it's all the same blood. So it says Gemara, Delek Ashos. No, we can't be Metameh or Meis La'es, because you go back to, we're not talking about that she sees Dam for the first time now on day 85 or day 90. We're talking about that it's day 81. So going back Meis La'es would put you back into the Yimei Tohar, and we know that she's not Metameh anything in the Yimei Tohar. So that's what it means, Delek Ashos. That's That's how Rashi is going. Shorasa biyom shmonim ve'echad miyad d'lek lememer me'es le'es. Tafilu hu me'et malkiya idna b'bayis achitzon dam taharu. Even if this blood was here yesterday, that would be dam tahar. So it wouldn't. It's not shaykh to go back me'es le'es. If you look at Tosos, like a shos, avul ika shos metam me'es le'es. The Rav damer mayin echadu vi'afal gav d'dayi shayta kali me'em nekusa hachamari b'meis b'no b'yipila. Meaning, Frek tells us an obvious question. He says, wait a second. This implies that if it, she sees first on day 82, 83, 84, that we would say that she's mitami me'is leis, that she's mitami lemafreya. But isn't she still nursing for 24 months after a baby is born? Isn't she still during the imei nikusa? And isn't a menekas considered to be mesulakas danin? So why are we assuming that she's mitami lemafreya? So Tal says you have to say that we're talking about a case where she's not nursing for whatever reason. She miscarried, or her child died, whatever it is, she's not being yonek the child. Frek tells us a different kashuv in Tomer de Perkel Naro Samarag Yerush Ros Adam B'Toch Meis Leis Daya Shaita. Rabbi Yossi Mer Harei Hi Kikol Anashim. Rabbi Yossi holds that if a woman sees Dam within 24 hours of converting, she's Kikol Anashim. She'd be Mitami 24 hours L'Mafreya, even though that goes back into the time where she was a guy, where she couldn't be a Nida. Why don't we say the same thing over here? It goes back 24 hours into the Yimei Tohar, even when she couldn't be a Nida. So says tells us, yeah, that's true. Rabbi Yossi would say the same thing over here. Our sugi is assuming, not like Rabbi Yossi, that you can't be mitami, you're back into a time where she wasn't even eligible for tuma. Inami hasamaisa bas tuma im haisam iskayeres mikodem omishum disabagava tuma midrabanan. Or you could say the difference is, during the Yimei Tohar, she could not possibly become Tamei. No matter what she would have done, she would not have become Tamei as a Nidor Zavah. There's nothing she could have done that would have changed that. But by a Giores, while she was a Gaya, she could have converted earlier, and then she would have been eligible for Tumah. So it was Biyada to make herself eligible for Tumah. By Yoledes, there's no, it's not Biyada at all to make herself eligible for Tumah, and that's why Rabbi Yossi would only say over there that she'd be Mitamin Mafreya 24 hours, but not over here. So Frekli Gemara, good, I get it that you don't want to be Mitami or 24 hours of Mafreya, because that's going to bring you into the Yimei Tohar. But for Tatami Mifkida Lufkida, at least be Mitami or Mafreya from the last time she checked. I mean, let's say her 80 days were over, and she checked that night, and she didn't see any dam, and then in the morning, she bleeds. So at least be Mitami or back to the night before. So keeping the Yimei Seis, like Mifkida Lufkida, Nami Logaz Barabanon. The Rabbanon only goes there to be Mitami or back to her last Bedika, when it's Shayach to be Mitami or Mei Seis. Whenever it's not Shayach, they never made such a gezeira. Okay, so all five rayas so far have failed to try to prove who's right, Rav and Levi. Raya, sixth and final raya. Tashima, Yoledes Bezov Shesafra Velo Tavla Veraasa. Yoledes Bezov, she was a Zava Gedola, she had a baby, so she needs Yimei Tuma, and she needs to count Shiva Nikiyim. She counts Shiva Nikiyim, but she has not yet gone to the mikveh. Then she sees Dam. Halchu Beshame L'shitasan Besil L'shitasan. Beshame would say that dam is that dam is only mitame lach, not yavish. Besil would say it's fully tame dam. So Bishlam the Rav Damer Mayan Echad who Misham Hachim Mitami Lach V'Yavish. According to Rav, that it's Mayan Echad, and it's the Halacha that's Kovea, whether it's Tar or Tamei. It's not a Metzius that's Kovea, whether it's Tar or Tamei. So I understand why it's fully Tamei Dam. She didn't take care of all of her Halachos. One of the Halachos she had to take care of is Tevila. El Levi Damer Shnei Mayanosei Nema Mitami Lach V'Yavish. But according to Levi, that it's a physical change. And even by a Zava, right? Even by a, she was Yoledes Bezov. She needed the physical change. Maybe only happens after she has Shiva Nikiyim or whatever. But all of that is over already. So shouldn't the physical change happen? Why is the physical change dependent on her going to the mikveh? It can't be that it's dependent on her going to the mikveh. So it should be tar. It should be mitame only lach, not yavesh. Midrabban should be mitame. Midaraisa should be tar. So Amalach Levi, Anada Amri, Ketana Deshavin. Levi would say, Enochinami, that Tana that you're quoting me disagrees with me, holds that it's Mayan Echad, but I happen to hold like the Tana in Raya number 5. Who says that Roa Achadam Tohar is Daya Shaita? And remember, that Tana sounded better according to me. Rav had a Teretz, right? But that, in that Kashi, we were saying Bishlom Alalevi. It was all good according to Levi that it was Daya Shaita over there. According to Rav, that was more difficult. So I would hold like that Tana, the way we initially understood it, that it's even talking about that she sees Dam for the first time on day 85, day 90, and that's Mamish Araya to me, and I think it's Machlokas Tanaim. The is the second time that we challenge Levi, and Levi says, "Yeah, yeah, don't worry, it's machlokas tanaim." Right? The first time we challenged him from Beis Shammai, it wasn't really challenged, but Levi says, "Yeah, Beis Shammai holds that it's that it's like Rav." Now Levi's saying, not just Beis Shammai holds like Rav, there are other Tanaim that also hold like Rav. This Tan also holds like Rav. This Tan who thinks even the Beis Hillel would hold like Rav. But I don't agree with this Tana. I agree with a different Tana. So, Viva Yaseima B'Shofas. Or you could say, no, the case is that she's Shofas. And since she's Shofas, that's why we know it's still coming from the Mayan Atame. Says the Gemara, really, you could say Shofas V'Safra Katani. It says that she counted. She counted Shiva Nakim. That can only happen if she's not Shofas. So, Achri B'Lotz in the cave of Bezovas Kinan. The Shavua Kama Paska, Shavua Basra Lo Paska. Now, the case might be that we're assuming that she was Yoledis Nikeva Bezov. She was a Zava and she gave birth to a baby girl. And the first week after giving birth, she didn't see any dam. That's when she counted her Shiva Nakiyim during the Yimei Tumah. And then the second week she saw dam, and she was Shofa'as from the second week into the Yimei Tara. And this is working with the assumption that those Shiva Nakiyim for Yoledes Bezov could even be counted during the Yimei Tumah. That's a machlokas. That's not pashut at all, that you can count Shiva Nakiyim during Yimei Tumah, during days that you're Tamei no matter what. But yeah, but that's the assumption that we're working with. Period. So how do we paskin? Amalei Ravina the Ravashi, Amalei Rav Shaman Misichra, Iklam Marzutra La Asrin Vidarash, Hilksa Kavasi the Rav Luchumra, Vilksa Kavasi the Levi Luchumra. We've paskin like Luchumras of both, Luchumras in both directions. Ravashi Amar, no, Hilksa Kavasi the Rav. Bein l'kul l'bein l'chumra. Paskin like Rav across the board. L'kul or l'chumra. Darish mreimer. Hilchsa kavasei d'rav. Bein l'kul l'bein l'chumra. Vilchsa kavasei d'rav. Bein l'kul l'bein l'chumra. The Gemara concludes, we actually paskin like Rav. Bein l'kul l'bein l'chumra. Again, how is Rav a kula and a chumra? Because we said, that's what we started the sugi with. That if you hold that it's mayan echad, so what if you're shofa'as from day 7 into day 8 after giving birth to a boy? So if you hold it's mayan echad, that's a kula according to Rav. You're going to say that it's that the blood that comes out in day 8 is tahar. Why? Because the Torah is kaveya, that it's no longer dan tamei. I don't care that it's shofa'as. When's Rav going to be a chumra? Let's say she's shofa'as from day 40 into day 41 after giving birth to a boy. So Rav is going to say, I don't care that it's coming from the same mayan that was sprouting blood during the Yimei Tara. The Torah is kaveya, that now it's tamei. So that's going to be Rav l'chumra. So we pass on like Rav. Bein l'kula, bein l'chumra. New Mishnah now. Tablam vavan beis. Hamakasha nida. A woman who goes into labor is a nida. So the Gemara is going to obviously deal with what in the world we mean by this. So let's say she goes into, remember, we're talking about times where they kept track when was Yimei Nida and when is Yimei Ziva. Every woman that goes into labor is a Nida, even if she bleeds. She might be a Zava, who told you she's a Nida. So the Gemara will deal with these first 2 words of the Mishnah, very difficult to understand. Kashta shloshi yam tochir al v'yom v'shof samei isleis v'yolda harezi yoledes bezov divreb lezer. How does a woman get to yoledes bezov to be a Zava at the time of her birth? Let's say she bleeds for 3 days in a row, was suffering labor pains during Giral Yom Shvei Nidil Nida at the end of her pregnancy, and then she goes 24 hours without having anything, without having any pains. Not necessarily without blood, but without having any pains. So then she gives birth. So that's considered Yoledes Bezov, meaning we can no longer attribute the blood that she saw over those 3 days of pain to the birth, because there was a 24-hour break in between that pain and the birth. So that blood and that pain is associated with the Ziva, not with the Leda. So by the time she gives birth, she's already a Zava Gadola. That's Rabbi Eliezer's Shita. Rabbi Shua Omer, Laila V'yom, Ki Leila Shabbos V'yom, O Sheshav Semen Atzar V'lo Men Adam. He says, no, it doesn't have to be 20, it's not 24 hours that she has to go without pain. She has to go through a full calendar day. Laila V'yom, Ki Leila Shabbos V'yom, the same way you would keep Shabbos as a day, a full calendar day, not from, not 24 hours. So the Rishonim are all bothered. Why? He couldn't have just said Laila V'yom. You have to illustrate by telling us that it has to do with Shabbos. What does Shabbos have anything to do with this? Why would you mention the example of Shabbos? So the Rashba and the Ritva quote Bali Atosos say that this teaches us that just like Shabbos has a din of Tosefes, Lefanov L'Achrav, you need to be Mosef Mechol HaKodesh, you add a little bit extra at the beginning, at the end. Over here also, she needs to be, what he's adding extra Chumrah, that it's not only 24 hours over a calendar day, it needs to be 24 hours with a Tosefes, with a little bit more before and a little bit more after. That's why he illustrates this din by Dafka saying, Laila V'yom, Kilele Shabbos V'yom. The Aruch Liner suggests that Rabbi Shua comes to teach us the makar of where we know that you have to wait Laila V'yom. And the makar is from the fact that this Mishnah says Shafsa. It doesn't say Paska, like normally the Gemara would say in other places, the Mishnayos would say in other places, Paska. Over here it says Shavsa. So Hidarshan's Shvisa is a Lashon of Shvisa. The Pei and the Vase, or the Fei and the Vase, are interchangeable. So why is it using Lashon of Shvisa? Must be trying to illustrate that that it's like, just like Shabbos. Meaning, that's how I know that it's a calendar day, just like Shabbos is a calendar day. That the Tanaim were so clever in the way that they formulated the halacha, the early Tanaim, the way that the Balei HaMasora, the way they formulated the halacha, to give us a clue as to how to figure out how to cheshbon the days. So that's what Rabbi Shua is saying. It's included in our Masora to make sure that it's a calendar day, not a 24-hour day. That's the similarity between the Lashon of Shvisa and the Lashon of Shvisa. Kamehi kishuya, but to how long can she bleed? Let's say she doesn't have a break for 24 hours or for a calendar day, and she bleeds straight into giving birth, but she's been bleeding the entire pregnancy. She's been bleeding and having pain from day one. So all of that is going to be attributed to the Leida? She was already in labor on day one of the pregnancy? How far back do we go and say, yeah, don't worry, this is just Dam from the labor, this is not Dam Ziva? Okay, can we go back indefinitely? So the Gemara has three opinions. Even 40, 50 days earlier. Doesn't matter, meaning it sounds like when you say 40 or 50, the implication is, we'll see if the Gemara discusses this, that even more than that, meaning it as far back as you go, 40, 50 days that she was in pain and she was bleeding, as long as there was no break for 24 hours or for a calendar day, we attribute that to the Leida. She's not going to be a Zava. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Daya Chadasha. Only during the ninth month itself, no more than that. Right? If she was bleeding during the eighth month already, that's Dam Ziva, even though it continued straight through the ninth month and she never had a break. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ein Kishra Yosef Mishtei Shabbasos. Says, now labor can't last more than 2 weeks. 2 weeks is labor. If she was bleeding and in pain for more than that, then whatever happened before 2 weeks is considered Dam Ziva, is not considered Dam Leida. Chaznish writes that Meiru says that Kishroi could go for 40, 50 days, and Rabbi Yudu says Daya Chadasha. They're arguing on nature of childbirth. They're arguing on a medical shaila, how far back labor can begin. But Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon say that it's only Shtei Shabbosos. It could be that they're arguing not on a medical shayla, that the teva of a woman is that the koshi could last a month, 40 days, 50 days, but it's a chiddush of the Torah that we're mitayer dam koshi only as far back as 2 weeks, but we're not mitayer dam koshi beyond that. I'm not sure how the Chazanish knows that, but the Chazanish says that that's the machlokas between the first two shitos is a machlokas in medicine, the machlokas between the first two shitos and the third shita is a machlokas in halacha. I guess he says because everyone knows that in metzius the pain and the blood could already be there for more than 2 weeks, so what are Rabbi Yosef Shem saying that it's only for 2 weeks? That's clearly only a halachic statement, not a medical statement whatsoever. Says the Mishnah now, the Gemara rather. Atu kala makasha nidahi on the first line of Gemara. We said that makasha nida. So what does this mean? Every time a woman is makasha, it's a nida. So says Rashi. What's the Gemara asking? Ilu kashta bi meziva miav yanida may nidos bi mezov. What if she had labor pains and blood during the meziva? You'd also call her a nida. There is no such thing as nida during the period of zov. The Ritva says the Gemara obviously never had a hava amina, that the Mishnah means to tell me that dam that she sees during the meziva are going to make her a nida. It's impossible for nidos to come after, unless she had ziva already. So obviously there's no hava amina that would make her a nida. So he says he doesn't buy Rashi's interpretation of the Gemara's kasha. He says, what does the Gemara mean? Atu kol makasha nidahi. It's a psichas dvarim bialma. This is the way we, whenever the Mishnah says something that seems to make absolutely no sense, that seems to be indecipherable, so this is just a way of expressing ourselves. come on, what's going on here? This is indecipherable. What do we mean? Hamakasha nida. There must be some halacha the Mishnah is teaching me. So that's what the Mitzvah says. That's all the Gemara is doing. And we do that all over Shas, just whenever we have an indecipherable line in the Mishnah. So anyway, so what's the answer? So says the Gemara, we're going to have three shitos. Number one, Amarav, nida liyama. What it means is that if a woman is having labor pains and she sees dam during the Yimei Ziva, even though she doesn't become a Zava right away, because for all we know, this is just dam of labor, but on that day, she has to assume that she's a Zava for that day until that evening, until she has Harav Shemesh that evening. But that evening, she can go to the mikveh, and she doesn't have to be a Shomer Siyom Keneged Yom. She doesn't have to assume that maybe she's becoming a Zava Gedola, because maybe she's not. Maybe she's just giving birth. And therefore, you don't have to assume anything. She could just for the rest of that day, you just need to be cautious. But that night, she can go to the mikveh. Ushmuel Amar, Shita number two, Chashinon Shematishba. Shmuel says, no, you have to worry that maybe she's going to take a break from having the labor pains for 24 hours. And if she takes that break, then this will be Zava blood. So you have to be Shomer Siyom Keneged Yom. You have to take all the normal precautions that you would anytime you see Dam during the Yimei Ziva. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, Hamakashe Nekloman. Rabbi Yitzchak says, you need to worry about nothing over here. Not the rest. Not only do you not need to be Shomer Siyom Keneged Yom, you don't even need to worry about the rest of this day. She's completely Tahora right away. Vakatani Amakasha Nida. But what does Rabbi Yitzchak do with the phrase Amakasha Nida? That makes it sound like she does have to worry about something. Amarava Biyamei Nida Nida Biyamei Ziva Tahora. What it means to say is that during the days that she's a Nida, meaning during Nida days, if she's Makasha and she sees Dam, yes, that will make her Nida. But during Ziva days, she's Tahora. Vatanya, we have a Brisa says exactly like this. HaMakasha b'mei Nida Nida b'mei Ziva Tahora. A woman has Dam Kishoy during Yimei Nida makes her Nida. During Yimei Ziva, she's Tahora. Ketzad, how so? Kashli Yomechad b'shavsa Shnayim. Let's say she had Dam Kishoy and pain for one day, and then she rested for 2 days from Tsar. She had no pain, even though she was bleeding. She had no pain for 2 days. Oh, Shakasha Shnayim v'shavsa Yomechad. It was 2 days of pain, and then one day of no pain. Oh, Shashavsa v'kashavsa v'chazra v'shavsa. Or it was no pain, yes pain, no pain. Either way, as long as the last 24 hours were with no pain, and then she gives birth, Harezu Yelad Dispizov. Then the blood that she saw prior to those last 24 hours is viewed as Dam Ziva. And that's called Yelad Dispizov. Aval Shavsa Yomechad v'kashavsa Shnayim. But let's say the last 24 hours were Bekishoy, the last 24 hours were with labor. Oh, Shavsa Shnayim v'kashavsa Yomechad v'shakashavsa v'shavsa v'chazra v'kashavsa. Ain't Yelad Dispizov. Then it's not going to be Yelad Dispizov. Klal Shadavra, the rule is Koshi Samach Leleda Ain't Yelad Dispizov. Whenever the pain is right near the is adjacent to the Leda, then it's not Yelad Dispizov. Shofi Samach Leleda Harez Yelad Dispizov. But if she had a break for 24 hours with Samach to the Leda, then it's going to be Yes Yelad Dispizov. Chananya Ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua Omer Kol Shechal Kishuya B'Shlishi Shela Afilu Kol Yom Kulo B'Shofi Ain't Yelad Dispizov. If at any point during the third day she had labor pains, even if the whole rest of the day it was calm and she wasn't having pains, at any point during the Chal, Rashi points out, does not mean Haschala. It means at any point during the day that it happens, then it's not going to be Yelad Dispizov. So I asked the Gemara, wait a second, Klolo Shaldavar Lasuya Mai. We said Klolo Shaldavar that any Koshi Samach Leda is not Yelad Dispizov, Shofi Samach Leda is Yelad Dispizov. But that was just elaborated, that was just a repetition of everything that was set up until that point. What's it coming to add when it says Klolo Shaldavar? So it says, well, Lasuya de Chananya. It's coming to add Chananya's din that we just said in the very next line, that whenever there's any sort of Kishui on that third day, it's going to take away the possibility of Yelad Dispizov. Period. Says Gemara Minani Mili. How do we know this din? That if a woman has dam, machmas the leda, machmas the kishoya leda, that it's not going to be dam ziva, that it's not going to make her tameh like a zava. She's during the Yimei Ziva, she's seeing dam, just because she's having labor pains, it's not going to make her tameh. So minani Mili. Tatan Rabbanan Dama. Dama machmas atzov v'lo machmas vlad. We darshan Dama that it's got to be the only thing that makes her tameh with dam is her own dam that comes on by virtue of herself, not by virtue of the vlad. Atomer machmas vlad away no machmas ones. How do you know to make that drasha? Maybe it means that if the dam comes for some other stimulus that causes the dam to come, that will be tahar. Yet we paskin that a zava that sees machmas ones is tameh. So why do we assume that? Why don't we assume, right, that was one of the difference between man and a woman. A Zav sees Machmas Ones, he's Tahar. But a Zava sees Machmas Ones, she's Tameh. Why don't we use this drasha to tell me that if a Zava sees Machmas Ones, she's Tameh, and she's Tahar rather, and I won't have any drasha to tell me that if she sees Machmas the Leda, that she's Tahar. So Kshu Omer, the Isha Kiyiz of Zav Dama, Hare Onas Omer. No, Onas was already included in the Pasuk Kiyiz of Zav Dama, that she's Tameh. Mani mekayim dama. So what do I exclude from dama? Dama machmas asam lo machmas vlad. I exclude dam that's seen as a result of a leda. Wait a second. You have two pesukim. One of them tells me that a zav is going to be tame. One that tells me that in a certain circumstance she'll be tahara. The pesukim themselves gave no indication of which case to say tame, which case to say tahara. Why did we choose to say that leda is going to be tahar? Ones is going to be tameh. Maybe we should have reversed it. Says Gemara, "Matarni b'vlad sheish tarachrav, matameh b'ones shein tarachrav." We're matameh by vlad because following the leda, there's going to be a whole period of yimei tara. So that leads us to believe that there's more tara associated with the vlad. We're going to be matameh by the ones because there is no yimei tara after rias regular ziva. Adrav, matarni b'ones shein ones b'zav tar. But wait a second, I could have argued the other way. They should be matar by ones because by a zav, by a male zav, we're Tar ba'ones, so maybe by zav it to make it parallel, we should be mitar ba'ones as well. Says Gemara, hashtami abiisha kaminan ba'ones biisha lo ashkachan. No, we'd sooner compare a woman to another case of a woman than compare a woman to a case of a man. So you can't bring any raya from the case of a zav. So the other response is, why did we choose to use the drasha that's mitar by the vlad and the drasha that's mitame by an ones? Because vlad is an example of ones. So if you're going to use if you're going to say that by ones you're going to be mitaher, but by vlad you're going to be mitame, that doesn't make any sense. Vlad is an example of ones. Why would you be mitame by a vlad? So frak the gemara ihachi nida nami. Good. So then, when she's giving birth, she shouldn't be eligible to become a nida either. Why do we assume that it's only a zava she can't become, but she will become tame as a nida when she's giving birth? Name a zava, zava machmas atzma v'lo machmas vlad. So we say the zava comes machmas atzma and not machmas vlad. Atomer vlado eino elo ones. Again, how do I know that it's vlad and it's not ones? Kshomer v'isha kisiya zava hare ones amar hamani mekayim zava. So now, what do I do with zava? Zava machmas atzma v'lo machmas vlad. So we use that drasha to tell me that dam that comes as a zava machmas vlad is not going to be metame here. Amrei Shlakish Amar Krat Teshev Yeshlcha Yeshiva Acheres She Kazu. There is another yeshiva that she could have that's like this one. Ve'ezu zu zukoshi b'yimei ziva. That's if she has labor pains while she sees dam during the yimei ziva. So that's when she's going to be. This is Reish Lakish's understanding of how we know that that dam koshi during the yimei ziva is tahar. From the fact that yeshcha yeshiva acher shikazu, that's koshi bimei ziva. Ve'emuzu koshi bimei nida. Maybe some koshi bimei nida, and she's tahar, even if she gives birth bimei nida, and she sees blood. Elam ravod shmuel amakra, v'tmeo shvuayim kenida sa. Velo kizivasa, mechal dizivasa tahar. No, because it says that she's going to be tame 2 weeks, like when she's a nida. So we darshan, so there must be some situation where when she's a nida, she'd be tame, but when she's a zava, she'd be tahara. Vezazu, what's that? Su koshi, bimei ziva. That's a case of koshi, where she's having labor pains, where bimei ziva, we say she's going to be tahara. Bimei nida, we say she's going to be tamea. Ba'ashad of siva, tamea shuraim kenida sa. Dama lamali, but once you have that pasuk, what do you need dama to teach me? Ilav dama have a mina kinidasa v'lo kizivasa v'afilu b'shofi kamash milan. Had I not had dama, I would have said that when she gives birth during the meziva, she's tahora. Even Bishofi, even if she has a 24-hour break where she's not suffering any labor pains, and that simply there's no such thing as the Yoledes Bezov. So that's why Kamash Mulan, that there is, that Yoledes Bezov is a possibility. It is something that could happen, it's just something that we assume is that when there is Shofi, we assume is not, that when there's no Shofi, we assume is not happening. But it's certainly something that theoretically could happen. The Chacham Sal explains that the Chiddush is Dama Machmas Atzma V'lo Machmas Vlad, means that if she's Shavsa, it's Chashiv V'lo Machmas Vlad. It's considered to be Machmas Atzma, meaning it's not a separate drasha really. It's just saying that the whole drasha of Dama was Machmas Atzma V'lo Machmas Vlad. Shofi is a raya that this blood is coming Machmas Atzma because, and not coming Machmas Vlad. If it were coming Machmas Vlad, there wouldn't have been Shofi. It would have been straight labor pains. That's how the Chacham Sal understands the drasha. Okay, we'll stop here. The Gemara picks up next with a story. So we'll start with the story tomorrow.